Okay, this Friday, what happened is that, you know, once we signed the peace agreement in Goma, the peace of March 23, we signed a peace agreement in order to bring peace in the east of Congo. And so that to make it happen, the government created a committee of fellowship so that to make that, to facilitate the implementation of that accord. Unfortunately, 1 year ago, nothing happened. The government did not respect the accord. And what the government did was only to facilitate the former armed groups to know each other. Now, because we should not continue to let our people suffering by because of rebel groups that are operating against our population and the foreign armed groups such as FDLA, which are every day fighting against the government, and get the government forces with the help of armed groups, and we have already given to the government all our competence in order to allow peace coming and the benefit on the population. So unfortunately, the government did not take advantage of that opportunity so that to bring the peace in our region. That's the reason why, due to what should happen later, if we don't take action by just putting our efforts together so that to maintain peace here, we said we cannot let that accord, that peace agreement, to fall down while we are still here. That's the reason why we said, okay, there is no problem between us as a son of this country. We are Mai Mai, and others are CNDP, others are PARECO, but we are just fighting for one reason. That's the reason why everybody said, okay, let us meet and create something that can help us to think together how we can bring peace and maybe change the governance of our country. That's the reason why this Friday we already decided together to bring peace by putting our efforts together on one movement and push the government to respect the accord. If not, maybe we can decide in different way later if we don't receive a response from the other party.
What name would you be giving to your group with all these armed groups coming together, and who gets what position?
Okay, at this moment, we are just going to create a committee of crisis, a committee that should lead that movement so that to make things going smooth. But at this moment, the name of the movement is called, in French, Alliance pour la sauvegarde des accords de paix de Goma, which means it's an alliance for the maintaining the peace agreement of Goma, which is Alliance pour la sauvegarde des accords de paix de Goma, led by one of us. But we will just communicate the name of the president of that movement very soon in the second meeting we will have here. But now I would only to announce to the world that who supported the peace process, that who helped us to, who tried to help us so that it would bring peace in this region. But unfortunately, we were all of us deceived by the government. So I would only like to announce to them that we don't have any problem between us again. There should be no Mai Mai, no CNDP, no PARECO, but all have become one. And that will help maybe to change things and to bring peace. So it's that only I would like to announce on this occasion, which have been given by the Voice of America.
But all these armed groups signed a peace accord with the government. There was the Amani program, there was the Brassage. Why do you suddenly all come together to do what?
Oh, the main point, yes, the Amani program did not finish the problem. And the peace agreement, according to the Committee of Fellowship, on which I'm a member, did not treat any question of those who remain to be resolved by the government. The government did not do anything for that. So the base of the conflict, the cause of conflict, was failed correctly in the accord that the government should resolve that issue in cooperation with the political leaders from the armed groups. Unfortunately, we were expecting for the results of that, but the government did not give us the response or did not try or make any planning so that to finish that cause of war, of troubles, and of violence. So we say it because the government doesn't want to resolve that question, which are on the which are the origin of conflict in this region. Let us put our efforts, let us meet ourselves so that to see how we can just bring the peace by ourselves here. That's the reason why we created that alliance. But it doesn't mean that we start fighting against the government. But that should help us to push the government respecting what he signed. If he doesn't want, maybe in the future, we will define another framing that can help us to know what we will do to give peace defensively to our population.
Some people are saying the leaders of these armed groups came together because President Kabila did not involve you or give you ministerial positions in his latest cabinet reshuffle. That is why you're taking such a stand.
No, well, even if, you know, remember that there was a peace agreement in Sun City in South Africa, which was expected to bring peace and resolve the origin, the cause of war, the cause of fighting. Unfortunately, after the reunification of the country, that reason stands here. That's the reason why other groups such as CNDP, such as all the Mai Mai, were created again by the leaders of this region. So because that causes were not resolved by the peace agreement which we signed with the government of Kinshasa, till now that cause remains here. And maybe very soon it can just give an agreement to those who can just look for covering the situation. That's the reason why we said we cannot, because we have already understood the reason why there is every day fighting. It means the government could give us some position in the institutions or just taking some from us as ministers in Kinshasa. That is not the cause of the war. It's just satisfying to people that are leading the movement, but not the cause of war. So we say it so that to resolve that cause of war, we need to discuss freely and in face-to-face with the government so that to show them what they are failing every day to resolve. And that's the reason why we said, okay, if there is a reason of just letting out this accord not to be implemented, it should give a reason to some other people to reorganize and start fighting. So we say, okay, let us working on this issue ourselves. And that's the reason, the main reason that pushed us to put our efforts together or to collect people that were working in different armed groups and think about the future of our region. It's not a mistake. The government is just ruling. We don't undermine its ways. But the government should implement and respect the word he signed with us so that to bring peace in this region. It's not. We are going to stay silent, but very soon another movement can take advantage of what we laid and they start fighting. So when do you think that we can have a reason, we can have a peace in this region if we don't ourselves get involved in the resolution of the cause of war? So it's our right to think about the future of our country. My Mike Fuafua, CNDP, CNDP, Pareko, Mai Yakutumba, Mai Mai Nikiriba, Mai Mai Mongol, Mai Mai Kirikicho, Mai Mai Vurondo, Mai Mai Kasindie, Mai Mai Kapopo, Mai Mai Zabuloni, Raia Mutomboki, Mai Mai Maoro, and Mai Mai Simba of North Kivu.